Good morning to all of you. Greetings in the name of Jesus this morning. It's really good to be back with you after being gone for the past two Sundays. It's really good to be back, although I feel like I'm about half back because my wife is not here, so she's planning to come home tomorrow. So, good to see all of you. And I know I see a few faces here that I haven't seen for a while that have been gone, but you may have been back the last couple Sundays. So welcome back to those that have been gone. It's good to see you here with us, and welcome to our visitors as well. This morning, for a few thoughts before we get in, before we turn the time over to Jonathan, there is a sign that I've seen quite often down off of South Campbell in Springfield, kind of between Springfield and Nixa. It's on the building of a vehicle repair shop, a mechanic's shop, and it has this very honest message. Honest statement. It says, if we can't fix it, we won't. It's kind of an interesting statement. It's really caught my eye. I was like, sounds very honest. And I assume that it is. I assume that they mean that if we get a problem in here that we see up front, that it's bigger than we can handle, or we're not knowledgeable enough of it, that we will be honest and tell you that we can't fix it. That could be taken a couple different ways, but I'm assuming the best, I assume that's what they're saying. It's, like I said, it's really, really caught my eye, and I'd like to make a few comparisons to that in our lives. You know, sometimes we see situations that other people are involved in, and we think, well, if they just do this or do that, I mean, that would take care of it. I mean, and sometimes we'd like to go tell them what, you know, all you have to do is this, and that situation is fixed. I think there's probably times that we might be right. I would suggest that most of the time we're wrong. Because until you walk in someone else's shoes, we don't know all the circumstances, we don't know all the things that are involved. Also, when there are things maybe being said about us that we hear hearsay, that, you know, things are being said about us that maybe are not true. You know, it's easy for us to rise up. We want to set the record straight. We want to go out there and we want to say, you know, we want to fix this. We want to say, this is not right. This is how it is. Does that actually fix it? Or should we be like the sign says, if we can't fix it, we won't? And I think that's probably where we should be. I'd like for a scripture, I'd like to turn to 2 Thessalonians 3, read a few verses there. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 11 through 13. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now them that are such, we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. But ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing. That last verse, verse 13 there, I think is a good direction for us. Instead of being busybodies, instead of trying to fix things that we really can't fix, says, be not weary in well-doing. Mind your mind your own business. He said, what does it say here? That with quietness they work and eat your own bread. Take care of your own things. And be not weary in well-doing. Continue on with your life, serving God with where you are. Because many times we really can't fix it. And then I'd also like to look at 1 Peter 2. This is Peter's example of Jesus, and I really like this example that Peter gave. First Peter 2. And we're going to read. Well, let's just jump in here at verse 18. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it, if, when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently? But if, when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow in his steps. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. I'd like to zero in on the verse there, in verse 23, where it says, he committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. And that's a thought I'd like to leave with you. In these situations that we feel like we would like to fix, or we'd like to set somebody straight, we'd like to set the record straight. You know, sometimes that works, but like I said, I think a lot of times it does not. We really can't fix it. I think the direction and the example that we see in Christ is that he committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Can we commit those situations to him that judgeth righteously, to our God, and let the true repairman take care of it? You know, we can find rest and peace in committing it to God and commit ourselves to God and allow him to work in our own hearts. Not saying that we never have any responsibility to help others. And that's the other side of this. You know, we do have a risk. God calls us, but I think we need direction from God himself to lead us to help others. So if you find yourself in a situation that you can't fix, just don't. Commit it to him that judgeth righteously.